This is the Pete Heck Radio Show on 93 WIBC.
Now back here on the program, phone number 317-684-8415. That's 317-684-8415. Would love to hear from you. And one of our longtime sponsors here on the program and great friends, because what I regard what they do as a ministry, beyond just a business and all of that, is Life Centers of Indianapolis. And we've got Tom Chevlot of Life Centers on the line with us right now. Tom, I don't just want this to be a sponsor plug time. I want folks to hear you, hear your passion, hear your heart for this issue of life and everything that you're doing there at Life Centers. First of all, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let me just ask you to let folks know what sets you apart. I mean, there's a lot of great pro-life organizations that are out there. And one of the things that I try to do is to articulate on a weekly basis what kind of sets you guys apart. But let me let you do it. You're the expert.
No, it's a great question because, in fact, I just had a conversation with someone earlier regarding the pro-life movement. And as I was sharing with him, the delineation is, yes, we are pro-life, but we are actually on the ground and on the front lines in the communities with pregnancy centers. And so we have 8 pregnancy centers, 5 of which are in Marion County and 3 on the outlying areas. And essentially, we are there where the need is the greatest. And so that pregnancy center that's located in the neighborhood is vital because when that client comes into our center, she is greeted. She is welcomed with love and compassion. And whatever the issue is that brought her there, we're there on the front line. So we're not a legislative political action committee. We're not lobbying down at the state house on pro-life issues. There are other organizations that do that. But to answer your question, what sets us apart is that we're on the front line in the neighborhood, in the communities, meeting our clients' needs when and where we can.
You said you have eight facilities. What kind of, this isn't the right term for it, but traffic do you see at those 8 facilities?
Yeah, sure. The Marion County facilities have a higher traffic just because of the density population. And so last year, for example, we saw upwards of almost 9,000 unique clients, meaning first-time people walking into our centers for a multitude of reasons, whether it's there for pregnancy support items, whether it's there for counseling, whether it's there for a pregnancy test, or whether they're there showing up for an ultrasound appointment.
One of the things that really is stuck in my side that's annoyed me, and there's multiple things that annoy me about Planned Parenthood, but is the tendency of Planned Parenthood and their activists and their apologists to go out and not only attack the pro-life movement, but to attack pregnancy resource centers like yours, saying, well, you're feeding misinformation. What does a woman get or a family get when they come to Life Centers?
Yeah, and I'll answer that, but I want to draw a distinction that I think is important, the difference between what we do and what Planned Parenthood does. Planned Parenthood has an economic interest in that client. That's where they derive a great deal of their revenue, is by the services that they perform, which is primarily abortion. Our initiative is not economic investment whatsoever. So there is no economic interest whatsoever for a client to walk into our door. We make no money off of that client. So when that person, that young lady or young man come into our centers, they're immediately greeted, and we have a intake form that they'll fill out of what's the reason for their visit. And so from that form and that questionnaire, we get a pretty good idea about why they're there. And the thing that I'll jump to the thing that I think is probably most important that I have learned since I've been a part of this organization, is that at the end of the counseling session or the end of the visit, there is an opportunity for that client to answer an open-ended question. And that open-ended question is what was most memorable about your visit? And by far, the primary response, the majority response has been, I felt loved, there was compassion, and I didn't feel judged. Mm-hmm. And that really is truly at the heart of what we do. We try to meet every client at their need without judgment and show them God's love and compassion and try to help them in the situation that they're dealing with.
Well, if you're not making an economic profit off of folks that come to your facility, the natural question anybody's going to have is, how do you sustain it? How do you keep the doors open? How does that work?
Yeah. And the question I get often is, well, do you get federal funding like Planned Parenthood? No, we take no federal, state, or local income tax revenue whatsoever. We are solely funded by the individual donations by individuals, companies, and churches.
Okay. So if a person wants to be part of that, if they're hearing what you're saying, best place to go is lifecenters.com, I assume?
Lifecenters.com, absolutely. There's a number of different ways that you can support the ministry by going there, whether it's through purchasing a pro-life license plate, whether it's through United Way. If your company is participating in United Way, you can. We're a ministry or an organization that is a benefactor of that. Amazon Smile, purchasing through that, registering. We're under their nonprofit section, so or individual direct contributions.
One of the things that you said earlier regarding Planned Parenthood, and we're talking about all of this. One of the big lies, one of the big deceptions is pregnancy resource centers exist to convince people not to have abortions, but then, boom, they're out on their own. And what are you going to do with that baby? That's one of the things that you hear from Planned Parenthood, who, of course, its projection is what it is, because essentially a woman comes in, has an abortion, and then, boom, she's out on her own when she goes to Planned Parenthood. You guys are not like that. And it's one of the things that I firmly believe in, combating that lie that your interest in serving this person comes after it ends after they've had the baby. That's not the case, correct?
That's very well said. I find it interesting that in the name of Planned Parenthood, is their objective is to not make a parent out of their client. Mm. But you're spot on, and so our work isn't finished when that client leaves our pregnancy resource center. Depending on the need or depending on her situation, we have multiple para organizations or what we call ministry partners that we are connected with all throughout the community. Some are faith-based, some are not. It depends on the situation. So if we find out and uncover that there's a domestic violence issue or that there is other issues that are outside of what we are trained and do, we have great partners that we connect with, and so that there is a warm handoff between us and the referral agency, whether it's adoption, whether, again, it's abuse, or whether it's parenting classes or just basic financial planning. You know, a client comes in and she wants to parent, but she's having a difficult time in trying to manage her finances and budget. We have resources to be able to connect her, to help her be able to get that information so that, you know, she'll be able to be equipped to be able to go out and to be able to take care of that child.
Somebody's out there and they're listening to this, and maybe they've got a family member, maybe it's them themselves that's dealing with a situation that they didn't anticipate dealing with. Obviously, if you had the opportunity to speak to them, what would be your heart? What would you say to them? It's something I'm sure you do on a daily basis.
Wow. Yeah. Another really good question, because I hear it time after time from our center directors and our counselors that tell me, because I'm always asking, what's going on? What are you hearing? And that is one of the things that I would think that would be a big issue, that someone finds themselves in a pregnancy related decision, and then the parents are involved, or there's, you know, family members are involved, and you know, at first there might be, what am I going to do? I'm not ready to be a parent, or what kind of support system do I have? All those emotions range from one end to the other. I will tell you that day in and day out, for 32 years, Life Centers has been doing this right here in the Indianapolis area. And we are equipped to be able to walk that client through the range of decisions and emotions, and to share with her, and sometimes when the father comes in, that all is not lost. There is hope. There are ways that you can be able to handle this and deal with this by first making the right decision, and that is to not to abort this child.
I guess I'm taking a risk asking this, but I'm going to do it anyway, just because I think I know the answer. And it's okay if I'm wrong in this. Have you, in all the years that you've been associated with this organization, have you ever had a client, ever heard anyone come in afterwards and regret having their child?
No.
I mean,
I've been with Life Centers for about a year and a half. I came from the private sector,
okay.
But my wife and I have been a supporter of Life Centers and crisis pregnancy centers through 20 years. But, and I've asked that question of our counselors and our center directors, and I've never had somebody come back to tell me that says, yeah, she came in, she had the child, and she came back and said, this is the worst decision I've made. I've never heard that.
Let me ask you.
What I have heard, Pete, is the other scenario.
Yeah.
Is they've come back in and they are racked with guilt and sorrow and pain because of a decision that they made not to parent.
Let me ask you just raw numbers. There's somebody out there listening and they're considering supporting what you do. And when I say raw numbers, we're talking about human lives. What kind of an impact has Life Centers had in this area, in this state?
Yeah, we saw 9,000 clients. Not every client that comes in is facing a pregnancy-related decision.
Sure.
So of the clients, and I'm going to give you a raw number, but of the clients that have come in that have indicated that if the pregnancy test comes back positive, that they are 50% or more likely to abort, you're looking at anywhere about, 1,500.
Oh.
Of that 1,500, what we know about in 2013, we're still in 14, but just 13, total 13 numbers, over 300 women chose life. Mm. Now, what I want to make sure is clear is that doesn't mean the other 1,200 we just don't know because they've not come back, or they've chosen to parent and then we've already connected, or they've chosen to go the adoption route. And once they do that, we're completely out of the picture at that point because of the anonymity and
that we're talking at least 300 human beings who are living because of the work that Life Centers does.
And that's just in 2013. And you go back and you just extrapolate that number for 32 years, you do the math to over 10,000 easily. This ministry has had an impact, that there's people now walking this planet that are walking this planet as a result of a mother that came in and made a choice to choose life. That's a staggering number.
LifeCenters.com is the best place to go. And I'm going to encourage folks also, even if I know at end of year, people are looking to make contributions so that the government doesn't take all their money. This is a great place to do it. But even if not, shoot them an email. Shoot Tom an email, radio@LifeCenters.com. And just a note of encouragement and thanks for the work that you're doing. And Tom, certainly from my heart, I express my deepest gratitude for you making this your career and serving in this way, and certainly everybody on staff at Life Centers, you'll continue to be in our prayers.
Thank you very much. It's truly an honor, and I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Tom Chevlot here from Indiana Life Centers. Appreciate his time. All right, we'll snag this break. We got a little bit more of the program left. I want to take us to the state of Texas for an issue that really, really frost my rhubarb. We do it next.
It seems these days everyone has a lobbyist. Political leaders are constantly being bombarded with voices backed by big dollars from special interests. But who has your interest in mind? The American Family Association of Indiana has been the premier pro-family voice in the state, lobbying for Christian principle in the face of corruption. Visit their website at afain.net and sign up for their free weekly email. That's afain.net, the American Family Association of Indiana, a voice for Hoosier families.
CFD's philosophy is that investments should be made to achieve specific goals and objectives. Not only are there good and bad investments, but right and wrong investments as well. CFD strives to provide good investments that are right to achieve the goals and objectives you set. Talk with a registered representative at CFD Investments, 2704 South Goyer Road, Kokomo, phone 765-453-9600.
Advisory services provided through Creative Financial Designs Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, and securities offered through CFD Investments Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD, SIPC.